Welcome to The Basement. Are you for real?
Yes.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to The Basement. I'm Nolo.
Jose, what's going on,
guys? Yo, we just recorded for like 20 minutes into the ether. We just recorded into. So we're just going to have to repeat all that for the third time. Because we kind of did this before. It was a lost episode. Are you sure it's recording?
Positive.
All right, all right. So yesterday, there was a mass shooting in Florida in a school. And I don't know the name of the school. I forgot to see what it was. But this kid apparently ran into a school. No, wait. Let me start over.
Stoneman Douglas High School.
And apparently he got kicked out of the school for whatever reason. I didn't find out why. But he took an Uber to the school.
Well, I mean, he's 19, right?
Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's like you're an adult.
You gotta go.
Yeah, you made your choice. He took an Uber to the school with a duffel bag. Got to the school. Put on a vest. Grabbed his gun. I don't know if he had a mask on. He might have had a mask on. And pulled a fire alarm. And as everybody ran out into hallways to escape, you know, it's a fire alarm. He just started opening fire and just started shooting up the place. And killed 17 people, you said it was? 17 people. And we're talking about kids, you know what I'm saying? People that have potential. And it's, I don't know what it is about. These people have potential to be world changers, and it was just taken away from them. So in a case like this, is Florida a death state, like a death penalty state? Do you know, capital punishment?
That's a good question. Let's see.
Because if it's a death penalty state, if it's so blatantly obvious that he did this, and he admitted that he did it, and, you know, we prove with 100% no doubt he did it, then he should be up for the line for the death penalty. See, so I see myself as pro-life, quote-unquote pro-life, but I'm pro-capital punishment as well. I'm not a strong advocate for it. Like, I'm not 100% for it, but I can see its uses. Like, I don't think every convicted murderer should be the death penalty. I don't think that. I think in cases where it's a heinous crime like this, where you're shooting up a school, yeah, I think you qualify.
Terrorism?
That's a form of terrorism, for sure.
But like terrorism that we've encountered in the past.
What do you mean, like Allahu Akbar terrorism?
Yeah.
I don't think it's that kind of terrorism. It is terrorism, for
no,
sure.
No, I'm saying that also, you know, you would agree for the death sentence.
For the death penalty? Man, I don't know,
so
because
we got terrorism.
No, wait, I don't know, because you got to think about it like this. The terrorists in their head, when they kill these infidels, they're going to heaven when they die.
Right, right.
And so it's like you want to hold that back from them and be like, no, you're not going to get those. You're not going to get that joy. I'd rather keep them in jail.
So you electrocution know? Is Alabama, Arkansas,
still?
Florida,
where?
And South Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia.
That's crazy, bro. Electrocution?
Gas inhalation?
Wow. I thought they ended that
Arizona,
too.
California.
What? The gas chamber? I thought they only did lethal injection nowadays.
Firing squad.
What?
Don't go to Utah, people.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't go
to Mormons are going to shoot you.
If people from Utah are hearing this, they're not going to start shooting. And last but not least.
Wait, Utah's the only state that does firing squad?
Yeah, firing squad.
That's that Mormon stuff, bro. It's Mormon. 100%.
We're going to have so many friends. Then hanging.
Really?
Which is the last one on this list. Obviously from Wikipedia.
It's where's that at?
Washington.
D.C. or Washington State?
It just says Washington.
Probably the state.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Washington, D.C. That's where the president lives. You know Washington, D.C. is not a state?
Washington, D.C. is not a state?
No. I forgot what they call it. they call it damn, what is that called? You got 50 states and Washington, D.C. For some reason, it's separate. And I think it has to do with the fact that there's no mayor because the president lives there. So there can't be a mayor because the president's there. Am I wrong? I don't know. There's no representative for Washington, D.C. because the president's there. I'm so off. Somebody's listening to
the capital.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I had to think for a second. I was like, is that it?
It is the capital.
It is the capital. But,
what kind of show is this?
But yeah, the kid shot up the school, killed about 17 people. And like I was saying before, that there's even these heroic stories, that there was a gym teacher that came out with his students and saw people getting shot, and he stood in the way between him and the gunman and his students and took a couple bullets for his kids, and he died.
Which brings us back to a lost episode in The Void where we were discussing guns. And this is where a prime example where at least someone, maybe a security guard, is licensed to hold carry a firearm. The principal, the staff, the administration, someone, the teachers.
Some official, somebody working in an official capacity.
Has a weapon in
an emergency situation. But see, New York has something. Okay, so New York has this thing where if you have a gun in your house, it has to be, check this out, it has to be locked in a safe. The clip has to be separate from the gun. And I think the clip has to be in a case too. And the gun has to have a lock on a trigger lock. Right? That's New York City. That's
basically, you're going to get shot.
Basically, if somebody breaks in your house, you're dead. So don't even bother getting a gun if you're in New York City. You're better off doing it illegally to be safe. Because that's how they do in Chicago. Chicago's illegal to have guns. Everybody got one.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, gun laws don't stop bad guys. Gun laws stop good guys. Just so you know.
So this kid is 19 years old. He's 19 years old, so that right off the bat, not knowing anything about him, something must have.
Yeah, definitely. Something's a little off about the kid, right?
So he's not a student.
He was, yeah. I got to find out why he got kicked out. But, he got.
But, I mean, without knowing anything, he's a former student, comes back because there's something not finished maybe in his mind.
I don't know the whole story about the kid. Apparently his mom died, his dad died. He was in a foster home. I don't know the whole story. I don't want to. Here it goes. Yeah, I don't want to read as a recording.
Right. Yeah. But I mean.
But something must have been off about the kid. Now the thing is, I agree. If somebody has a mental illness, they shouldn't have a weapon, especially a severe mental illness that shows violence. But I don't think he was diagnosed with anything.
That's the problem.
And people that know him though said, yeah, he's a little off. But that's not enough to infringe on my Second Amendment rights. People saying that I'm a little off, and maybe a little quirky, doesn't mean you could take away my rights. You know what I'm saying?
Well, then there's.
But he also made a threat apparently on YouTube. You heard about that one?
No.
I don't know what the video was.
I just found out about the story 2 hours ago.
So this happened yesterday, by the way.
Sometimes I just shut it off, you know?
So apparently, I don't even know what the video was about, but he commented on the video saying, I'm going to be a professional school shooter. So the guy from the YouTube channel said no, contacted the FBI and told him the information, and the FBI said, there's nothing we can do about it, I guess.
I mean,
what can you do, right?
Yeah, what could be the outcomes? Do you have people calling?
Yeah. I mean, listen to hip hop. It's all about killing each other. You imagine everybody being judged for saying words.
So, what then happens? Or when is it? Like, so you see someone making these claims on Facebook, YouTube.
What can you do? I mean, there's nothing you can do, really. Let's be realistic. I mean, at the end of the day, he didn't saying that is not really a threat towards anybody. He's just saying some crazy stuff. If he said, I'm going to shoot up this school, yeah. Then it's like, yeah, now you make an official threat.
It was targeted where this was just a statement.
It was just saying, yeah, whatever, you know. Yeah. I mean, I feel bad for the families, man, because like I was saying before, you were talking about potential world changers dying off some dumb stuff, man. Just going to school, doing what they're supposed to do, doing the right thing. Just one person just can just destroy.
And then, you know, you get up and you, I mean, I go through my day, and sometimes, especially when you hear things like this, and I'm like saying to myself, it could happen right now.
It could, yeah. It could.
It could go down right now in so many different ways. I could die right now.
Right now. One day you take the train and boom, somebody shoots up the train. Imagine the train, bro. Imagine you're in the train going from Brooklyn to Manhattan. You're going over that bridge. You're freaking stuck in there.
Yeah.
And how many crazy people go on the train, bro?
Some of them are.
They're countless. Bro, I don't think I've ever taken the train before and not run at least seen a crazy person.
Or someone who looked crazy. Maybe they weren't crazy.
Yeah, maybe they didn't say nothing. Like, hey, let me get a, you know, hey, everybody, I want to say that I'm blah, 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 blah. Or they come to the train doing backflips and stuff. But maybe they're just sitting there and you're like, whoa, this guy's off.
Yeah. And it makes you wonder, is this something in their record, you know, that would prohibit them to own a weapon or get, I mean.
You would literally have to be, you would have to be diagnosed with something. Oh, you're talking about the train.
Yeah, the train. Yeah, you would have to be diagnosed with something. Otherwise.
Because then at that point, you're a risk to society. So then I can see, I can see them holding back a right from you at that point. Saying you're a risk if we allow you to have this. So it's better that we, you know. But he was, you know, he didn't have anything on him.
So this would be another shooting. I hate to sound like so.
Yeah, that's what it literally feels like. It feels like we've gone through so many of these. It's almost like, yep, there goes another one.
So, then what comes out of it? What came out of the last one?
Well, apparently, so people are. I mean, you hear this a lot from the Democratic side saying, you know, give us stronger background checks. Give us stronger background checks. And I just heard in the news this guy. I forget what the hell his name is. He was saying, yeah, we passed that 2 years ago, guys. You know, it takes a long time for these laws to officiate because it has to go through so much red tape or whatever, and it's not just one, you know, gun store we got to deal with. We're talking about hundreds and hundreds of stuff, so yeah, it takes time. Yeah, the law is passed, but at the end of the day, you know, he didn't have a mental illness that we had on record, so at the end of the day, he could have bought whatever he wanted
in this situation. But okay, so the law's passed, it's in the works. How many people have died since it's been passed?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, how many people... And is there a more efficient solution now?
No.
I think there is.
Yeah, give everybody guns. That'll stop people from shooting up places.
Everyone? Everyone guns?
Like I said before, the Lost episode.
Yeah, in the other Lost episode.
That if you give everybody guns, everybody the crazy will just burn through real quick. They'll burn through, and they'll freaking... Almost like... What's that comedian thing that he says that every once in a while you should take a cruise full of people and just sink the ship so we can have a less population? Just every once in a while, just pick a random cruise ship, just sink it. it'll just burn. All the crazies will wind up killing each other, you know?
Do a little reset.
Yep, reset. Think about it. And I said this before in the Lost episode too, that the guy that shot up the movie theater, what was the name of that guy? The one that shot up, that he thought he was a Joker or something? Yeah, anyway, there was two movie theaters closest to his house that he skipped because there was no sign that said no guns. The third movie theater, the third far away from him, said no guns allowed, and he went there because he knew nobody was going to shoot him once he got in there and started going off.
I mean, if that doesn't tell you, like, meditated, right?
What do you mean?
Like, he thought this was...
Oh, yeah, premeditated. Yeah, for sure. Premeditated, yeah. I mean, like I said before, people that want to commit crimes are going to commit crimes. People that want to kill are going to kill. They're going to figure it out. They'll rent the U-Haul, not a U-Haul. They rent the a truck from Home Depot and run people over. You know, think guns are gonna stop people? No, they're gonna figure it out. Especially if they have some sort of ideology that tells them that they want to kill. Like, I don't know anything about this guy, but I know that he was part of some white supremacist quote unquote group. Even though the group said, yeah, what he did was on his own. We didn't tell him to do that. Even the group said it. Like, he was part of our group. But we didn't tell him to do that. We didn't even know about it. Hmm. But that just shows you what kind of place in his mind he was. Because most people join white supremacist groups because they think that the whites are the best and everybody else is the worst, whatever race is. Now, I don't know if when he went to the school, he was targeting races or not. I don't know. Like, it just happened yesterday, so we don't know the particulars.
Right, right.
That's crazy. You know what's going to happen because he survived? You know, a lot of these guys survived. In about 10 years, maybe even 5, Nightline or those old, you know, those shows that interview people, criminals, they're going to interview them, they're going to ask somebody, he's going to tell the whole story. Right? Because there's shows like that on Netflix now. People talking about crimes that they committed, they tell you
unless they give them the capital.
They kill him, yeah. I think they shouldn't take it off the table. He's a young guy.
What did they do with the guy from Orlando, the nightclub? He died, right?
Did he kill himself?
I think he did.
I don't know.
I was trying to look for an example of what they did to these people.
I don't know. What about the other, Dylan Ruth? Was the name? The one that shot up the freaking movie theater?
I think he died.
He died? They killed him?
I don't know. This is, again, how numb the whole idea, because it's just so, it happens so often that it's just like, it's another one.
Yeah.
It's horrible because we're talking about real lives and a real issue that I don't think it has been sufficiently addressed.
Let's see if
it
this
just keeps happening too. You're saying there is no solution.
I'm not saying there's no solution. I'm just saying that nobody's going to like the solution. There's a bank, and I can't remember where I read the story.
But hold on. You just said that at the end of the day, get a truck. I mean, there's a will, there's a way. That's basically what you sound
like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a will, there's a way.
So there's no way of really stopping it.
There's a bank, and I always forget where it's at. I got to find this bank. Apparently, it's the oldest bank in American history, in America. It's not affiliated with any. It's not affiliated with a Bank of America. It's just its own little local bank. And the video I saw, the bank looked like an old bank. Like if you were to watch a Wild West movie and they robbed the bank, it looked like that.
Okay.
One of the oldest banks in the world, in America, whatever. The thing that makes this bank different than every other bank is it's never been robbed.
Okay.
The reason why they say it's never been robbed is because the security guard has a gun. All the tellers have a gun, and there's a sign in the front that says guns welcome. So everybody that walks in there with a bank account has a gun in their pocket or in their. So who in their right mind is going to try to rob that place? Right? As soon as they pull the gun out and say freeze, he's going to get shot like 10 times.
So I don't know. I could just hear some saying, you know, that's just living in hostility.
Are you saying that we all gotta have guns and shoot each other?
This is the life now. We're animals.
So there's a lot involved in this. So the First Amendment is freedom of speech. The Second Amendment is freedom to bear arms. The only way to keep the First Amendment is to have the Second Amendment.
That was the whole purpose.
That was the purpose of the Second Amendment, not to defend against some country.
The only way we got the first one was through
the second one.
Second.
So the Second Amendment is to protect ourselves not from an army or whatever. It's literally to protect ourselves from the government. If the government tries to shut you up, we have our weapons to protect ourselves. In the last episode, I gave the example of that guy with the cows. I'm gonna tell. Yeah. I gotta tell a story again. So the guy had a bunch of cows, and his farm was right next to government land, which is just a big wide open field or whatever. So every once in a while, he'll open up that fence and let the cows go to the government land, eat all the grass, and then he'll let them back in. Mind you, this land, this government land, was unused for years, right? talking about decades. So for him, he's like, yeah, whatever. It's just grass. Nobody's here cutting the grass. I might as well let my cows eat it, you know?
It wasn't like it was fenced.
No, nothing. It's not like there was a guard there or, you know, it says illegal trespassing, nothing.
Private property, nothing.
Nothing, like nothing, right? So then all of a sudden the government shows up and catches him with his cows there, whatever, grazing. So they tell the guy, they send him a fine, saying you owe us whatever, $100,000, because for this many years you've been grazing your cows on our land, right? So the guy's like, what do you do? I can't afford this, first of all. You know, then, you know, this is America. You know, nobody's using this land, whatever. Anyway, the point is that the government eventually, because he doesn't pay the money, they go into his, and they go into his land and confiscate all his cattle, right? They confiscate them all. This is his, this is this guy's livelihood, these cows, right? But this guy is part of a group. I don't know if you would call it a militia, where everybody, you know, they have their little community, everybody protects themselves, they all have their guns, they protect their neighborhood. And he calls his people, yo, they took my cows. You know, of course, you know, infringing on our freedoms, all this stuff, America, right? These guys all get together with their weapons. They got freaking machine guns, AR-15s.
Have you seen the videos of this?
Yeah, there's a video online of it.
There's a video?
Yeah, there's a video online. And they got, like, Humvees and stuff. Like, all stuff that they bought themselves, basically. Then they post up on this bridge. And they block this bridge with their, all their weapons. They have snipers on both sides. You know, you got here. Then, oh, let me say, the military shows up. And they show up with their guns. And they got snipers on both sides, basically aiming at each other. It's a literally a standoff.
It's pretty ballsy.
Pretty ballsy. And then basically they're saying, you know, the government saying you need to stand down. And the people are like, okay, then make us. You know? Go ahead. Let's see if you want, you want a bloodbath? Make us, right? Eventually the government's like, okay, we'll forget about the fine. Here goes your cows. Took the cows back. The people said, thank you very much. They put the guns away. They walked away. They left the government alone. That was the end of it, right? Just to show you what people say, what are you going to do with your gun? You're going to protect yourself against the government? Yes. If there's enough of us, we'll protect ourselves against the government. If you look at every single dictator in history, whether it be Mao or Hitler or Stalin, one of the first things they did was they disarmed the population. They took away their guns, made it illegal for certain groups to have weapons.
Right.
Once they knew the people didn't have weapons, then they're like, okay, now we could take over. Easy. I think during World War II, I think it might have been France. I may be wrong. I think France was one of the countries that didn't disarm, and France was standing, holding their ground for a while.
So I don't think a lot of people on the left realize.
Did you just say left?
I'm sorry. I don't think they realize that. No, I don't think a lot of people in general realize that about our Constitution.
Yeah. I mean, I think it also has to do with the fact that I would love to live in the world where everybody's a good guy and we could all be friends and a happy family, but that's not the reality of the world. The reality of the world is that there's selfish people, everybody's selfish, everybody wants for their own. There's going to be groups, there's going to be this, there's going to be that. We have to be able to protect ourselves. At least right now. Maybe in the future, when replicators become real, there'll be no more poverty and no, there's no reason to steal anymore. I could just make my stuff. Or, you know what I'm saying? Once we make that a reality.
Still work. People still work.
People still, I mean, people that have ambitions would work. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
people would have what?
Ambitions. People that want to do things. You know what I'm saying? So,
because then what else would there be to do?
Yeah, exactly. We're going to just sit around all day. Probably be in the holodeck.
Definitely
be in the holodeck. But, yeah, people have, they have, like, let's say I love science or whatever. And I don't have to work. Everything's basically free for me, right? And I love science. And all I do all day is research science. I learn science. I have a school. Sure, why don't I go to school? I want to learn more. And then as you learn more and more, you progress. Mind you, you don't got to work. So all you can do is learn. And eventually they say, hey, look, you're so smart. You want to come invent stuff with us? Yeah, sure. Let's invent some stuff. Let's invent a teleporter. We've never figured that out, right? Let's spend a few generations figuring this out. Because I don't think teleporters are going to be that simple. Take a few generations to figure it out. But if nobody had to work, I'm talking about freaking utopia over here, Star Trek. Right, yeah. You know, don't like. Yes. I don't know how we got into this conversation, but you know, but there's gonna be a big portion of the population that's not gonna want to do anything, and I think that's the other side of the world of Star Trek that they don't talk about too much. The lazies. It looks like Wally. You ever see Wally?
Yes.
Yeah, those people are gonna be in Star Trek. Definitely. They're just not part of the show. They're there.
They just don't get covered.
You know when they fly through the city and they show them, they're in those buildings that we don't go into. Because the people that get ambitions are in the academy. They're in the government. They're in this. They're in that.
See, I don't think those people. I don't know, but for me, they wouldn't exist in the Star Trek world.
Is it the Wally people?
The Wally people.
Oh yeah.
I think they eventually like if it was a gene, it just faded out.
I think. I mean, we have it now. You know what I'm saying? That now that you have to work, we have those Wally people now. You know, it says at work, I see these people, and I'm like, how did you get to this point? You can't even walk. How are you feeding yourself?
How did you get here?
You know? But,
geez. I guess they'll always be Wally's.
Yeah, they'll have to be. And then, especially in the future, if they're in the future where there's teleport, forget about teleporters. All you need is replicators.
Replicators.
Once you have replicators, that's it. You can sit all day and replicate stuff, whatever you need. You don't need to go nowhere. I'm in the holodeck with my replicator. Oh, my God. You'll never see me, bro. I'll be gone for months, nigga. I'll be gone, bro.
While being in one room.
I'll just be gone. I'll show up. You'll see me in 3 or 4 months with a long-ass beard. Mad skinny, yo, man. Like, yo, say, my eyes are freaking black.
You wouldn't be skinny.
Like, bro, I got to get
no,
out.
No, because you would, you know, it would replicate food that's actually edible.
I guess, yeah.
You would just eat. You'll probably come out fatter,
yeah. And I'll just show up and you're like, bro, I need help. I got to get out of here. Like, what's the name of that guy that was always addicted to it? Barkley. It'll be like Barkley. That whatever he had, that syndrome, everybody.
He had a few syndromes, but yeah.
Everybody will have that.
Everyone would have that. Yeah.
Only the people that have strong will wouldn't. How can you resist it?
I mean, let's be real. So, come on.
You could do anything, be anything. You could be anything. Right?
Yeah.
Because you could just replicate a force field over your body that looks like a bird, and all of a sudden I'm a bird, and I could just fly and replicate.
Yeah, everyone is doing something that's not good.
Yeah. I just feel bad for people that got to clean that crap. Because you know what's going to happen in there. Yeah. But, I mean,
people. So you would walk into the place naked?
You could. Yeah. Why would you? Why would you wear clothes? You just replicate clothes on you.
Yeah.
It makes no sense to even wear clothes.
But in Star Trek, they do.
Yeah. Because think about it. You could replicate a shower. You could. Bro, there's no reason to get out.
No, it's Star Trek. It's some of the earlier episodes with the
hologram. I'm a hologram. You know what it would
they
be?
They come in dressed already.
They do. They love to wear costumes. They replicate costumes, put it on, and then walk into the teleport, the holodeck. But think about it. If we live in Star Trek time, damn, bro, they wouldn't even be furniture. You just replicate. Your whole apartment would be a hologram, a holodeck. As soon as I turn my key to open the door, everything appears. And I just walk in. It's brand new. I don't need to clean, nothing.
That would be so dope.
I got my
dope.
TV.
Just for that reason.
Yep. And then I'll just go to sleep. Probably the only thing that will be almost real is the bed.
Not only is it like, it's brand new. It's almost like your first day.
Yeah. Think about it. I go to my bed. I wake up in the morning. I push one button. My whole apartment resets and it's brand new. I don't have to clean anything. Whatever mess I made last night doesn't matter.
So you'd be brushing your teeth and you just throw your brush on the floor. Like, you wouldn't whatever, put anything
it back. Wouldn't even matter. As soon as you walked out the apartment and locked the door, blip, resets.
Yeah, but think about how you would be living. Like, your dinner plate, you're not going to carry it over to the...
I'll just throw it on the floor. It doesn't even matter.
That's what I'm saying.
It doesn't even matter.
Like, that's insane, right?
I would imagine the kind of people we would be. We would see something crazy on TV. It would be nothing for us to break the TV. I'll just take my shoe and throw it at the TV, crack it, and be like, damn. And I'll just push a button to fix that thing.
We would never have guests over because we would have such bad mannerisms.
Or we'll have the craziest parties. Think about the parties. Oh, my gosh. The crazy. Any cartoon character you want to be in your party, you can come to your party. If you want Donald Duck to come to your party, you can have Donald Duck come to your party.
And you could have like a life-size Donald.
Donald Duck? Like, yo, Donald here, yo.
Yo, we are. That's insane.
Think about that, bro. I mean, Star Trek doesn't have, you know, these certain characters because it's copyrighted or whatever. But in real life, pff,
sky's the limit.
Donald Duck and Mickey Mouse can have a fight in your living room. And it'll be like everything.
I don't know why.
People will be like, fight, fight, fight.
Every
fight.
Time you mention Donald Duck, I think of Donald Trump. I don't know why.
You can have Donald Trump fight Mickey Mouse. Even better. To the death. It'll be so funny, bro. Oh, my. Every party will be the best party ever. You'll never have a boring party.
Oh, man. You guys are listening to The Basement. This is exactly what you're in for if you continue this streak.
You don't need no reason for drugs either. I think drugs will be obsolete at a certain point. You want to get high? Put the freaking high on. Can you turn up the high a little bit? I want to feel high.
I want to feel high. I want to pass out and just experience darkness for a few.
And then you know the best thing about you can practice stuff. Let's say you have a job interview, whatever. You want to do a job, whatever. You can just practice at your house. You can replicate the whole environment, practice whatever job you need to do, operating, practice it right in your living room.
Yeah, people will never interact anymore.
No. And then eventually, the replicate from, let's say you're a doctor, and you're the operations, and you're really good at it. You're like the pro. You're a freaking Doctor Strange before his hands got messed up. You say Doctor Strange? Okay. Whatever. You're the best doctor in the world, the best surgeon ever, right? All you got to do is tell your holodeck, whatever, hey, record the way I'm doing this. It records all your movements, everything, and upload it to the cloud. Anybody ever need that surgery? Lay him down, put him in the right position, push the button, all of a sudden you appear, and you're doing the rhythms.
Yeah. People would never make contact.
After a while, it'd be just, it'd be Wally, bro. I'm telling you, it'd be Wally, bro. It'd only be a handful of people that have ambitions that'll move forward. And they'll leave the planet, they'll go to space, just like Star Trek. They'll be like, these people are lazy and fed them. I'm going to space, baby. I don't want to be with these losers. Go to the academy. Get the hell off this planet.
Yeah, we went from guns. We went from... I don't know.
Yeah, this is basically what the show is going to be about. So,
I have no idea. But definitely, you know, thoughts and prayers go out to the family members.
Yeah, definitely.
The victims.
And I hope this podcast made you smile.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it's really up to us to make the changes we see fit.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So if you believe that, then write a letter.
And I always hear people say, oh, thoughts and prayers. And then I hear people say, oh, thoughts and prayers don't mean nothing. Do something. No, thoughts and prayers matter. All right. So if you got no way to change anything or money or whatever, thoughts and prayers matter. But, yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
So, basement. Peace.